Hurry up, please, it's time. Hurry up, please, it's time. Good night, Bill. Good night, Lou. Good night, May. Good night. Ta-ta. Good night. Good night. Good night, baby. Good night, baby. Good night. Good night. We'll be right back.
90.1 FM Turmoil, music from Time Bomb 77, and that was They Tell Us. That's from their the compilation album See You in Valhalla, put out by Mad Butcher Records out of Germany, and features bands such as The Stage Bottles, The Bradleys, Comrade, Newtown Neurotics, Rear Gunners, Red London, and many, many more. And Time Bomb 77 gave us They Tell Us. Started the set off with Prison, who gave us Taken from the Discipline CD. Iconoclast with He Do the Police. That's from the split 45 they have with Abyss. That's on Old Glory Records out of Vermont. Slapshot with Old Time Hardcore and Silence. Actually, I'd like to see a show with Slapshot and the Hanson Brothers. That would be a pretty interesting show. Slapshot, Old Time Hardcore and Silence from the Old Time Hardcore CD. Time Bomb 77, ending it up with They Tell Us. Prison, Iconoclast, Slapshot, Time Bomb 77 here on Turmoil. Well, Tom's on next. I'll let him introduce what's going on.
All right. The next CD we're listening to is Man Lifting Banner with their... we're going to hear If right now on Turmoil.
90.1 FM, Turmoil Music from Digger. And that was Dale. Let me just mention who we heard before. Man Lifting Banner from Germany gave us If. And we cut off Tom's set there just because we have on the phones right now Chris and Mike from the band Digger. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hey, what's up?
How's it going? Okay, why don't you guys introduce yourselves, and then we'll start throwing questions at you.
All right, I'm Chris, and I play guitar and sing and act stupid.
And I'm Mike, the maniac, and I play the drums.
Okay.
Start asking silly questions.
Okay, silly questions to serious questions.
Whatever you want.
Okay, I have a flyer here from the Wetlands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Chris, I got a little band info here. It says you were an ex-Western touring guitarist.
Oh, no,
that's Phil.
I'm the ex-Western...
songwriter and guitarist.
Yes.
Okay, and you're playing a show with Western at the Wetlands, I guess, on the 17th of November?
Yes, and we're also playing the day before in Port Chester, New York.
Okay, at the Capitol? No.
What?
Do you know where in Port Chester you're playing?
I don't know, some little hall or something.
Okay, so after reading this bio, I figured Weston broke up, but I guess they're still together and going on without you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, well, since you're a songwriter for that band, like, what's the situation with his songs? Like, do they get to use the Weston songs that you wrote, or do you use them for Digger?
No, like, I didn't even bother with, like, you know what I mean? When I left the band, I was just like, whatever, you know, I didn't care.
Uh-huh. So it's a pretty much friendly split then?
Yeah, we're all pretty much good friends with those guys, so...
Okay.
Our feelings. Mang.
Now, what made you leave Weston to form Digger?
Well, I kind of, like, went to college, and, like, they were about, like, ready to put their album out. And so, like, I don't know. I wanted to be a pharmacist and, like, make drugs and stuff. But it didn't work out, so came home and went to community college for a while, and then I started Digger, and, you know?
Uh-huh.
Kind of went from there.
So it was like college expanded your mind, and you wanted to do bigger and better things.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if college really expanded my mind.
Well, maybe the drugs and pharmacy school?
Maybe that's what expanded my mind.
Now, you played around with Digger for a while, and then somehow you did a show with a couple of Hopeless bands, and Hopeless fell in love with you.
Yeah, that was really... Mike, why don't you tell them about it?
Yeah, our friend Gil, who does a radio show in Allentown, where we're from, was doing some shows, and he did a show with Funeral Oration and Falling Sickness. And we'd never really heard either of those bands before, and we opened for them. About not even 50 people showed up for the show. It was a total bomb. But we got along with the guys really good, and both of them liked us a lot, and they went back to Lewis, and we weren't even shopping for labels or anything. They just went back to Lewis and told him that Lewis from Hopeless and told him to like have call us up and have us send a tape. So we sent a tape, and then about a couple days later, he called us and told us he was going to fax us a 12-page contract. And we were like, whoa. And he said he would send us on tour right away and help pay for our van and all kinds of stuff. So we were really like excited about it.
That's like a sudden shock all of a sudden just to be playing around local.
We didn't send any tapes to any labels or anything.
You didn't even have time to think about it, it seems like.
I was just like, wow.
And did he pay for you to go to California to record the album?
Yeah,
the recording was paid for.
That's great. And tell us about the producer who produced the album, an engineer, because there's some history behind him.
Donald Cameron.
Yeah,
he did all the early Bad Religion stuff, and he did the first couple No Effects. Yeah, what else did he do?
Rocket from the Crypt.
Rocket from the Crypt. What else? He just did that Donuts and Glory album.
So did he, listen to your ideas since here he is, you know, producing all these famous punk bands, and then, you know, you guys are just, like, in awe of him?
Donald didn't tell us one thing to do. We went in there and did it ourselves.
Yeah, he's really really cool guy, really easygoing about everything.
I mean, the only thing he really helped with was getting the sounds up for everything, and which I thought he did a really good job with.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, I want you guys to change this a little bit or change that. You pretty much had full say in what you did.
One song while we were out there, and that wasn't even Donald. I think it was more Lewis.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm.
That's great. I mean, in like, you know, a span of like 2 months or something, you got a contract, and you're out there recording with Donald Cameron, and actually being able to record and sound the way you want.
Yeah. Hey, how do you know all this information anyway, Steve?
I'm psychic.
Got your shit down. Oops.
Oops.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Okay, that's how I did the disclaimer before. We'll let that one slip by.
Chris, you're in trouble with the
FCC. I hope there's a delay on this.
No, unfortunately not. In fact, I think they're coming to take me off the air right now. Well,
dude, I'm really sorry.
No, that's okay. Don't worry about it. So I'm reading the lyrics of some of these songs, and I'm going, you guys are writing about other people. Like, who's Dale, and who's Joel, and...
Joel is our original bass player,
yeah,
actually.
He kind of helped start the band.
Yeah, he got us. He's the one that got me and Matt, our bass player, together with Chris.
Uh-huh.
He, like, said, hey, why don't you guys play together? Because we were both looking for bands, and we just played in my basement one day. And
he kind of sounds like a little upset person, depressed person from the song.
No, Joel's like the most fun-loving guy ever.
It's kind of like not, it doesn't make any sense to people who don't know him or us. It's just kind of like inside jokes and stuff. That's much what the song's about.
And really know anyone named Dale? See, that like
was
that
you.
Was like a mess up, I think.
What
kinda?
About that Dale guy, drug dealer guy? I can say that on the end.
That's what you were going pharmacy school for, right?
The song's not really about anything.
No. It was originally called Girls, and then somebody thought he was going Day-O, and I thought he was saying Dale, and like...
So it became Dale.
Yeah, it became Dale.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we played Dale. Why don't we listen to A Day in the Life of Joel?
Okay.
Is that okay?
Cool.
Okay, from Digger, who... where are you guys right now? In Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah.
Okay, they're in Pennsylvania recording a tune, and we'll get back to them on that in just a minute. This is Day in the Life of Joel from Digger. They have a new CD release on Hopeless Records called Power Bait. Digger here on Turmoil. FM Turmoil, music from Digger, and that was Day in the Life of Joel. With me on the phone is Chris and Mike from the Pennsylvania band Digger, and hopefully they're still on the line. They haven't gotten bored with me yet. Okay, I hear it sounds like somebody's playing in the background there. Why don't you tell folks where you are?
We're in a studio right now, and we're recording a Duran Duran cover song.
Okay, that's kind of unusual. What's going on with that?
For this compilation... that's coming out on Mojo Records.
Okay.
And it's going to... I have no idea why they want us on it, but there's, like, a lot of other big bands on it. Like, No Doubt's going to be on it. And Goldfinger. And
Real Big Fish, Less
Real
Than
Big
Jake.
Fish, Less Than Jake.
Weston.
Yeah, Weston. Total Chaos, Wesley Willis, I don't know.
The lead singer from Korn.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, were you guys like big Duran Duran fans? Or you just doing this because I asked you?
I liked Duran Duran before I had to play one of their songs to try to figure it out.
Yeah,
but
I like a couple songs, but I was never like a big fan, really.
Okay, so let's get off, going back to the early 80s around that time. A couple of songs on the new CD sort of bring up another 80s icon, and that's Madonna.
Yeah, Madonna.
Now, is that you guys had a crush on her then, or what?
I think every guy our age had a crush on Madonna.
Yeah, definitely.
Even our age,
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not really a fixation. It's more of a fetish.
It's a cool song, too. It's fun to play.
With the Boy Toy Days you're talking about.
No.
True Blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, there was a whole big contest to make the video for the song back in the early 80s
I remember that.
For MTV.
Yeah, we were just a few years late, that's all.
If you had a chance to do a video for that, what would it look like?
I don't know. That's a good question. We never really gave that much thought.
Are you guys photogenic, or would you just not have you in it at all?
I think we're pretty photogenic. Depends who's taking the photos, I think. If Donna was taking the photos, I'd be really photogenic.
So, getting off Madonna, because I'm not a big Madonna fan.
I don't think you were really on Madonna.
Yeah. If I was, I'd let you guys have sloppy seconds.
All right.
Okay, now, I'm going to read this from the press release, okay? And you tell me if you're upset by this or flattered, okay? Let's see, Digger, the pride of Pennsylvania pop punk. They have a unique style that combines 50s pop, 80s rock, and 90s punk. It says, after the success of other pop punk styles, Green Day's East Bay Hooks and the Offspring's Southern California Melodies, Digger delivers a fresh new style of East Coast pop core. Do you like being labeled like that?
You know, people are going to label us no matter what.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, we've got NoFX comparisons, we got popcore, pop punk, you know what I mean? We're just playing music, you know what I mean? You call it what you want to call it.
We've seen so many different views that label us in totally different ways, so I don't know, whatever. I don't really care what people write. Not that, it's just whatever, I guess.
Because I hear kind of like a Dag Nasty sound in there, too. And a couple of the Southern California bands, such as a Welt, and those guys, I hear some of that in there, too.
Yeah.
So I think of Pennsylvania, whenever I've been here, I've always been out in the boondocks, the hills and mountains area.
like deer hunting and fishing?
Yeah. Are you guys from that area, from the bigger city area?
We're from Allentown, so we're kind of in the city, but we can drive 20 minutes away and be in the boondocks.
We're not far from Philly. We're about an hour and a half from Philly.
Yeah.
So.
And does Allentown get a lot of bands coming through?
They used to. But
yeah, once in a while, because it's kind of it's between Philly and New York, so it's kind of good, it's a good location, I guess, as far as touring bands. But
there's no clubs right now.
Yeah, no, lately there hasn't been any big shows, bands coming through really.
Now that you have a CD out, how's the your friends and everybody treat you? Any different?
No, not really. The only thing, I got sick of my friends asking me when I came home.
Uh huh.
How was the tour? And I just got so sick of telling them about it. I was just it was fun, and you know what I mean? I just left it at that. But no, our friends don't treat us any different.
No.
So you don't have this big pop star mentality yet?
Only people that I think treat us different, I don't know, I saw some people that I used to go to high school with, just some girls and whatever, and people like that, they weren't really that much of your friends, your close friends, treat you different. They're I heard you moved to California. That's what some girl told me. What?
I know so many people thought I lived in California.
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Okay, you're still there.
We are.
Okay. I also thought everything went real quiet. I thought we lost you for a second. Well, that's pretty much it.
All right.
All right, cool.
I know you guys are busy recording the song. What song are you recording anyway?
My Own Way.
Okay.
I think it was a Duran Duran album filler.
It's on Rio, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with that one.
Uh-huh.
Because that was the type of stuff I played when I first started doing a show here.
Yeah.
Back in 80. So,
wow.
Going back 16 years trying to remember Duran Duran's albums, but can't think of it. Well, Chris, Mike, I want to thank you guys for taking the time to talk tonight. Anybody who's listening, they're going to be playing at the Wetland this Sunday, November 17th, 3 p.m., with Weston, Latex Generation, Plow United, and Baby Go Pow.
Be there, man.
Which I heard they just signed a major deal or something with some label in Chicago or something like that. So they're moving on the way up. That's Ray from Shelter's girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Is in that band, yeah. They played out here at Stony Brook, in fact, and they're really good. So check it out, All Ages Show, Wetlands, 161 Hudson Street, 3 p.m., Digger. And Lewis at the label there was kind enough to give us a couple of CDs to give away. And we're going to do that right after we get onto the music again. We're going to end up with Lifestyles of the Middle School Lamest. Now, this must be a fun song to play.
Yeah, brings back a lot of memories.
Because I just remembered middle school being a total hell.
What?
I remember middle school being a total hell.
Yeah, well, if you listen to the song, most of the teachers are total hell.
Well, guys, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk tonight. We got a couple of CDs we're going to give away. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play this song, and then I'm going to come back with some trivia question for the listeners to see if they were paying attention.
All right.
All right. Good luck with the recording, and I hope to hear from you guys real soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, Steve.
All right,
man.
All right. Take care.
Later.
Hold on, okay? I'm just going to put you on hold and play the song. Okay, from Digger, who are recording in Pennsylvania right now, this is Lifestyles of the Middle School Lamest here on Turmoil.
I got an 8 in the day. Class. Mrs. Smith pitches my ass. Miss Quig is teaching me how to conjugate those verbs. I got so many intentions, I don't know what to do. I gotta see Mr. Morgan after school. I don't wanna have to tell my dad. My parents gonna be so mad when they find. They find find out.
.1 FM Turmoil, music from Digger, and that was Lifestyles of the Middle School Lamest. Again, once again, they'll be playing at the Wetlands this Sunday, the 17th, along with Weston, Latex Generation, Plow United, and Baby Go Pal. We got a couple of CDs to give away from Digger, a couple of four-song like mini CDs, and then the full-length CD entitled Power Bait. We're just going to give those away at random, so we're just going to take your names down, and whatever we choose, you're going to get. So all you have to do, real easy question, first six callers, who can tell us where Digger is from? Real easy, what state is Digger from? That's all it is. Give us a call, 516-632-6901, and first six callers will get the Digger CDs. Okay, Tom gave me something to play here. It's from Spawn. And I have no clue what track this is. Let me see if it's got it on here. Okay, it's called Cold Wind from Spawn here on Turmoil.